Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, and we are going to go and link up with a Longford Town native, Ray Flynn. Not related, I believe, anyway, to the Ray Flynn, former ambassador to the Vatican and mayor of Boston. Are you guys related at all?
No, we're not. It's easy to get mixed up with that name with him, but he's got quite a resume himself.
I know. Well, you could match him, I think. considering, by the way, that the 2017 New York Roadrunners Millrose game around the corner on February 11th.
Yes.
And it is the world's longest running and, in fact, the most prestigious indoor track and field competition. It still is, right?
It's a marvelous event, and as you say, it's 110 years old this year, and it takes place at the Armory and Fort Washington Heights. It's a marvelous track, and we have meets there all the time for kids, because the Armory is a wonderful center for excellence for competition and training and everything else, and has a college prep program, but. On February the 11th, yes, we have the NYOR Millrose Games for 110th year, and it will be spectacular. We've already signed up 12 Olympic gold medalists from Rio, if you can believe that.
Wow.
The track is spectacular, and, you know, it's really a celebration of the Rio Olympians, and we had the U.S. particularly had such great success in Rio, and so many of the athletes love running in New York, and they love the track at the Armory, and they love being in the Millrose Games. And, of course, it'll be on this year, NBC Network proper. So that's a big deal, too. It'll be on live,
yes.
Top sections.
Now, didn't the stadium undergo a huge renovation recently?
Yes,
anyway?
They have really... modernized in a great way the stadium, and it's a wonderful atmosphere. The track is lightning fast, and you know, I think they really polish it and polish it up, and it looks fantastic when you go in there. And of course, it's small. I mean, it's we only have about 5,000 spectators possible in there. But it'll be sold out as it was last year, and it makes for a better atmosphere. And when you're there, you're up close to the athletes, and it's really dynamic. And as I say, that's why they put it on television. That's why it's on NBC, and we got all the top athletes coming. And of course, there are high school sections too, and sections for the different divisions. And so everybody gets an opportunity to run in the earlier part of the day, because the meet starts around noon, but the real professional section is from 4 to 6 that's on TV. But in the pre-program, we have, you know, masters races and club races and high school. And I think that measurement really brings together the different elements and excitement in the sport of running and track and field and the field as well.
Now, it is the Armory Track and Field Center, and that's on Fort Washington Avenue. Actually, it's 216 Fort Washington Avenue in Washington Heights, New York.
Yes.
And you are the meet director of the Millrose Games. Now, Ireland did pretty good last year with a couple of great wins there.
Yeah, Ireland always seems to have, we have a wonderful tradition, you know, in Irish runners being associated with the Millrose Games, as you know. And over the years, so many young Irish boys and girls came to New York or came to the States and trained at different universities, whether it was Villanova or Providence or wherever. Like I went to East Tennessee State, and of course the history and the legacy of Milrose, from Ron Delaney, winning Milrose before he won the Olympics, and of course Eamon Coghlan and Marcus O'Sullivan were the prolific winners in the Wanamaker Mile.
Right.
Eamon won it 8 times and Marcus won it 6 times. That's pretty darn good themselves in terms of legacy and. Not as many young boys and girls come to America now than in the past to go to college from Ireland. Many of them stay at home, so consequently, we don't have as many representatives, competing from the different universities that like we used to. And it's ironic now. There's a great representation this year besides Marcus and Eamon, who will be there. Eamon always comes to Milrose games,
right.
And Marcus, as you know, is the head coach from Villanova. But we have this fast
and Frank O'Mara also. He's been very supportive and all great runners in their own right. But I tell you. While we're speaking with you, I would like to have you bring us back to July 7th, 1982, in Oslo, where indeed you established the mile record, and you're still the holder of the title.
Yeah, I do have the Irish mile record, I said, in 1982 in Oslo, Norway, and I was very fortunate to be part of a great race, and I ran 3:49.77 for the mile, and that record still stands in Ireland, and the 1,500 meters set in the same race. So it's a lot of years, 1982 to it'll be 35 years this year. But, I was fortunate to be part of a great era of Irish running greats, besides Eamon Coghlan and Frank O'Mara and Marcus O'Sullivan. And, in fact, we together set the world record in 1985 for the 4x1 mile in Dublin, which still holds, 15:49. So we were a great quartet of runners together. And, in hindsight, it was great to have been a part of that legacy. But as I was saying, we now have this program in Ireland that's been going on. This is the second year. They have a competition going through all the schools in Ireland where all the young kids run in this fastest kid competition, and they had 8,000 kids run it. In 16 counties, they had competition qualifications. And the best two kids, one boy, one girl, will come to Milrose, to the New York Roadrunner Milrose Games, and run against New York's best. And so we're excited about that special race because it's such
a representation. Now, and we are speaking, friends, with Ray Flynn, who, in addition to being meet director of the NYRR Milrose Games, is also... You own and operate Flynn Sports in Tennessee. But let me ask you about the age range for that fastest kid, throughout the island of Ireland.
Yes. Well, they're under 8, so they're young kids. But what's really neat about this program, we were approached by a group over there. It was called Believe and Achieve. And they are just seeking to, develop, coach and encourage, young children to get into the sport of running and athletics. And they set a program up and asked us if would we accept their overall winners to compete at the Milrose Games. And we think it's a great idea because it brings them over and their parents come, and it's a celebration and of the best and fastest kids in Ireland, and they come and run in New York. And we're excited to have them come this year. And incidentally, it's interesting for me because I haven't lived in Ireland for a long time now, since I came in the 70s to the U.S. But the new Irish now, the children born to immigrants in Ireland, to immigrant parents,
yes.
The winner of this kids race is his name is Bernard Ibrogda, and he's born in the Curra, Kildare, and so he's the representative on the boys' side. But we're having, you know, new immigrant-born children in Ireland, which is new to you and me, probably, who are now the representatives of the country. And so it's the future we're going to see. And, of course, he's one of the two children, along with Emily Kelly from Donegal, that's coming over.
Yeah, the qualifiers.
Anyway, I think that's
The qualifiers last year, you had Dara Fahey from Loughrea in County Galway and Cortra O'Reilly.
Yeah,
who actually trained with the Cavan Annalee Athletic Club.
Yeah, I thought that was beautiful to have them, and I think we sent you a nice picture of Eamon Coughlin with the two children, and it's a nice picture.
Yes, indeed.
Together, yeah.
Okay, so set the scene for us for the Armory Track and Field Center in Washington Heights, and again, friends, the date is February 11th. It's a one-day event, and it's primarily from noon to 6, although you implied that there was something before that as well?
No, from noon to 6, and the professional side of the competition, which will air on live national TV from 4 to 6. And we anticipate we'll have over 45 of the Olympians from Rio,
wow.
With 12 gold medalists. Some just great racing, you know, events from the 60-meter races, the hurdles, the 60 hurdles, the high jump. We have the gold medalist from Rio. And then, of course, the famous Wanamaker Mile that's legendary. Mm-hmm. And so we'll have some great races, and you know, we'll have people like Matthew Centrowitz, who set the fastest time in the world last year at Millrose, and he's going to be coming back. And his race announcement will be coming this week. And there's just a lot of drama, a lot of excitement, and a lot of energy, and people love the meet. And if you want to buy tickets, go to armorytrack.com, or you can call up the Armory at Fort Washington Heights on the phone and order them. But it's a great experience, and people, you know, love coming back to it. A lot of people talk about coming with their parents when they were kids and still coming.
Tell us about your own. You let it slip there that you know, in your first visit to Tennessee, did you imagine that you would become like a permanent resident?
No, I didn't. I couldn't foresee the future. I came over to run and go to college in the 70s, and I was so excited. I was the oldest of 9 children who came over then, and I loved it here, but I didn't realize what the future would bring. And, you know, I was very fortunate. People were good to me, and I had a great opportunity to race, and I had a great career. But, you know, sport is really about more than just, you know, success on the field of play. It's about the friendships and the bonds that you make through sport. And I think that that's why I encourage and we encourage, you know, children to get into sport, because it's good and it's pure, and it's besides good for physical and mental, it opens up and builds bridges in your life.
Yes.
And
but the range of sports, you know, is forever growing. Does some of that take away, or does it dilute, or are there enough sports activities to go around?
Well, of course, I have to say personally, I'm a traditionalist, and I know that they have a lot of new and newfound sports. But, you know, you cannot get away from who's the fastest, and you can't get away from who can jump the farthest, or jump the highest, or run the mile the fastest. And that's what we really embody when we have a track and field. And those events will never go away. We may have new events, But we're always going to have, when you turn on and you watch the Olympics, it's just spectacular. And that's what makes the sport of track and field beautiful. And that's why we have events like the Millrose Games, which are 100, as I say, it's 110 years old. I think they've done a lot right with that event. And the Armory Foundation, who brought the Millrose Games back, because it had struggled for several years, it brought it back to life, gave it a new home, and it's now as strong as it's ever been, and with a great team staging it.
You know, you're talking about 110 years old. Ireland was a great contributor, isn't it? Wasn't Andrew Sheridan from Bohola and Mayo, wasn't he the first Olympian for sports, or maybe it was somebody before then? But Ireland has been producing athletes for most of that 110 years.
Yes. Well, I know we had Dr. Pat O'Callaghan winning the Olympics in 1932 in the hammer. You know, we've had great runners and great throwers from Ireland for a long time, and university gave us a life. The university programs, the NCAA system in America, in the U.S.
When did that kick in, by the way?
I would say it kicked in around the time of the 50s, just before, or around the time of Delaney. And that's why, Ron Delaney is so, he's such an icon, not just because of what he did, but he paved the way for the generations following him of runners, young boys and girls who aspired to be champions coming from Ireland. And that's why I admire him so much, as I admire the athletes who came after him. But I had the pleasure of meeting him this summer past in Dublin, and he's really a great man.
You know, we're going to leave it at that, other than, again, there are tickets, at least for now, anyway, for the day itself. The Armory Track and Field Center, parking pretty good. It is right by the George Washington Bridge. And we're delighted to welcome Ray Flynn, Meet Director of the NYRR Millrose Games. Now, give us that the website again.
Armorytrack.com.
That's fairly good.
Armorytrack.com. Now, they stage many meetings up there because there are so many colleges and events going on, but the big one, of course, is the Millrose game. So it's front and center, and the excitement's building now. And Adrian, thank you for having me on the show. It's always a pleasure speaking with you.
Well, good luck, and again, an exciting time. And for those, who can't make, there's nothing more exciting than to be right there and up close. But again, fairly significant when you figure that television is that feels that it's worthy enough to carry the primary game live for 2 hours, and that Saturday as well.
That's true.
All right. Listen, Ray, good luck, and maybe we'll see you, hopefully we'll see you on the 11th.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Very welcome. And friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.